busy yourself. So that means then if you promise me, I'm entering into an agreement to do something, and I only need to do it because of the agreement, and there's no other reason why I would be chayev to fix the roof. Once we shake on it, we make up, we have to do it.
Pay because that's what you're paying for.
Masha
Einkin, in a case of Malvoiris, in a case of Chalitza, Chalitza is a mitzvah. A person in the Sakoni have a mitzvah to save him. You mechuyev any way to take him across the river. Because the mechuyev, Hatzolaz Nefoshes. Okay, we're talking about a Russian gulag where he didn't break the law and they're trying to kill the guy and the law was cross the road without looking. Okay, so he's not mechuyev any time, 10 years in jail because he didn't look across the road. He's trying to get away, finally broke out. The same cash in Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva says, the Moshul in Yom Niroim. So what's a person's tshuva? It's the marshal. As a person's in jail, right? And there's an escape hatch. And at first didn't use it. So the guard comes in and starts beating him. He says, why didn't you use the escape hatch? I mean, a good citizen. You're crazy. That's not a tiny. Get out. It's a corner. You run. Go escape. So the mitzvah about why is you got to take him across the river. So he's mechuyev any way to take him. So the shach explains, if you mechuyev any way, so he says, since you mechuyev any way, you can't get an additional chiv. If I have to do something anyway, so I can't accept a second chiva myself. So therefore, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the Rebbe Shlom said so. And if you say, no, I don't care about mitzvahs, you know, people say, mostly two people walking. Right? One's from, one's not from. So not from, and if, so the not from person says, listen, I'll carry your bag for you. Shabbos, I'll carry your bag for you. Don't worry. I hope there, whoever. I'll carry the bag for you. So I'll carry the bag for you. So he says, no, you can't. Shabbos. No, I don't keep Shabbos. That's not a heter. You better keep Shabbos. You don't want to keep Shabbos. That doesn't give me any heter to allow you. You're still obligated 100% to keep Shabbos. Every second you break Shabbos, it's terrible. You might not be from yet, but you could be from 1 second from now. So I think over here, you have a mitzvah of my voice. You have a mitzvah of chalitza. You've got that mitzvah to do. The fact that you say, I'm not from, I'm not keeping the chalitza, doing the mitzvah of chalitza, and therefore you have to pay me money, that's not a taina. You have a mitzvah. You may not realize, be confident of the chaymer inyan, how much you have a chiv to do it. Don't care about the Rebbe Shalom, chas v'sholem. No, you still have the chiyuv. And therefore, halachically, you can't add on to a pre-existing chiyuv. Mitzuva v'oimed anyway. If you're ready mitzuva v'oimed, you can't add on to the chiyuv. And therefore, the extra chiyuv, the promise of the Mosaim Zuz, the promise of the £10,000 for the voice, doesn't work. Talmud Imcha doesn't work. Most part is not, as in the Kinyonim, it's not over here. There's no much part by Poilim. Masha Engin by the roof, I don't have to fix your roof, and therefore, if you're Machai yourself for £1,000, fix the roof for £1,000, take care of the pay, that's what you agreed upon. You have to be careful over here by Meshata, it's only a taina if you're still holding the money. But if, let's say, the first Malvoyeris person says, listen, okay, £10,000 across the river, give the £10,000 to a middle party to hold an escrow, I'll take you across. At that point, you've got to pay. Because the whole time that is Meshat, I was fooling around, people, you know, I was just trying to trick you to do it. Once the money's by a third party, you're not tricking anymore. You're serious. If you're serious, therefore you would have to pay. But if someone's mitzvah v'oimid anyway, then even if you promise the money to do the mitzvah, you don't have to pay. This is a great kiruv technique. Me a fellow in the airports. Put on tefillin yet? No. You want to put on tefillin? Nah, I can't bother. We'll give you, a glass of vodka. Put on tefillin. Okay, fine. Let's put on tefillin. Finish tefillin. Okay, where's the vodka? Nah, I don't have to give you a potter. Pay Aleph. Great. This is a really good way to make people frub. By Eino Hogun, all the story of the Gemara was. And Eino Hogun, you don't do chalitza. He's mechuyev to do the thing. But Eino Chanami, nowadays, talk of a person says, oh, you're chalitza, then it's more complicated. But Eino Chanami. But where Tagwe is not Roy for Yibum, she's not Mukhuy to marry him, then Achlav. It's Negev nowadays. Let's say he's already married to someone else, can't marry, that's the motion nowadays. I'm all gonna say, you take two wives in Hogan law. Now that the person's married, then you can't do Yibum. Other cases you've stuck. But an interesting Shaila. Interesting Shaila here, someone got stuck. The person went, let's say it was a Cholamoid. He has an aunt who's not so frum. So he went, he took his family to visit his aunt, and the great aunt, who's not so frum. And when they were there, so a different cousin had the same idea. So he also came to visit his aunt. So now we're all in the house together, in the aunt's house, this Amona, this old aunt. I'm there with my family, my cousin's also there. Now it comes 11 o'clock, we want to leave, we go home. Problem is, if I go home, who's left in the house? The aunt and her nephew. And you have a problem with Yichud. We know. The halacha says in Simchov based on Evan Ezer, Siv base. Kshira Maisid Amnon B'Tomor, after the Maisid of Amnon B'Tomor, David Gozar based Dinoi al Yichud Pnuya. Amol Gatzaitin, Yichud only also with an erva. But after the Maisid of Amnon B'Tomor, so even a Pnuya, you can't be a Yichud, is also even a woman's not married. It's a Iser, that's Taka Yichud. Even a Goy is Taka Yichud. So what do you do? So if I leave the house with the family, then the Chayra, I'm creating a Yichud situation between the aunt and the nephew. Are you allowed to leave? Because to leave neighbor, if I tell him, you know, excuse me, there's a Yichud problem over here, you have to leave now, he'll say, what? Oh, you. He can't do that. Yeah, he has to look after the ants. What are you going to do? Problem. Taka, a serious problem. The Chut Shani declares the Shai, what are you going to do? It's certainly, there's no question, it's better to stay. If possible, stay. You know, maybe drive the cousin, the other cousin, other nephew, you know, tell me, go try and encourage him to leave. Hopefully he's there for a long, short time. Ask him how long you're planning to stay on. It's a short time. Definitely better to stay. It's not a straightforward issue. If a person stuck, it's not good, it's a dover, it's not shy to stay. So, one eitzah they give is when you leave, don't close the door. If you leave the door open, so yesh matirin that it's not yichud. It's not straightforward to head to Pesach Basurah, because nowadays, even if the front door is open, people don't normally walk in. So the whole shmira is because people are going to walk in, it takes away the yichud, because there's a fear of interruption of the situation. But if the situation practically people don't walk in. So it's not much of, it's a bit of a shach eter, but people do rely on it. Yes, I'm a lismoich. I'm saying there are definitely problems with Yichud. It's not straightforward. But Al Koponim, if you want to leave a Mokum Zayrech, so therefore, if you leave the door open, you say to them this, I leave the door open, you tell them, maybe not, don't tell them, then that would be a stickle eter, a way to get out of the problem. But it's certainly not straightforward. One kula, someone suggested, was that if you let's interrupt a yichud situation, then maybe it's more cow to leave, because it's yichud anyway, so I was matzah for a short time. If, for example, if I came after the cousin, there was a yichud situation going on anyway, so I'm just reverting back to the status quo that was, kuba is not so bad. But if there's no yichud, and I leave and create a yichud, that's talking much worse. So it's certainly better to stay, or if let's say, for example, you're in the house with the aunt, and the other cousin comes, knocks on the door, says, come to visit, says, no, come back in 20 minutes. You leave after 15 minutes, because then, now, there's no yichud when you're leaving. She comes later, you're not, that's not your problem. A sticky situation comes often quite a lot. A Gemara and Brochus Dachov Zayin, Omer Bishur Ben Levi, is an Osir Lavor Lifnami Spalo. Big problem. Chomer de Ke'inyan. What does that mean? If somebody is davening Shmoyin Esrei, you're not allowed to cross within his path. Dal the Amazon's path. Which means, if I'm by the window, and the fellow's behind me, near the aisle, I'm stuck. I need to leave, because I'm finished. He's davening a language Shmoyin Esrei. You're not allowed to cross, traverse the path in front of the person who's davening. Can't do Eis HaSholem as well. That's not such a problem, so you'll wait for Eis HaSholem. But if the person's, let's say Ma'ariv. The person's taking a long Shemot Esrei, so I'm standing here. Fellow's standing over here. I can't cross over there. The exit's over there. What are you going to do? Also, Lavo Lifnei Mispalel. You can't do it. It's a Chomer D'Ke'inyan. It's not straightforward. People are very makel in it. It's unclear why they're makel. The two reasons why it's also lava lifnam ispalo. One reason is because we're saying it disturbs kavana. And second reason is because you're matzik beinoy l'shchina. We know the Shekhinah, the Rabbi Shalom's presence rests in front of Mizpalo. The presence is the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah is there. And the Shekhinah last has a stretch of 4 amas, 6 to 8 feet. So, but you cross over, you are interrupting the Shekhinah. Can't do that. That's a chomedik inyan. There's an argument between the two reasons. One eitza is, let's say a person is davening behind one of these a bench, let's say, in a shul where they have not a table, too low. If you have a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high, 10 tefachim high, which is less hardness, this is more 10 tefachim, 10 tefachim, let's say, about this high, so then that is mafsik, halachik, that's a hefsik. If that's halachik hefsik, then you would be allowed to cross over because there's no problem with the Shekhinah anymore. The Shekhinah, there's a wall there blocking. And even though it only comes up to here, the wall, it's only 10 tefachim high, but as far as the Shekhinah is concerned, it's a hefsik. This does not help on a table. Because from a chitza, the partition, to be a lar partition, it's got to extend to the floor as well. And if you're not within 3 tefachim of the floor, you have a chitza where gedim boy kim boy, comes up and off in the Erevin. If your mechitza is above 12 inches, 3 tefachim from the floor, then it's not considered a mechitza anymore. So if there's a tablecloth there which goes down to close to the floor, and you've got, let's say, a table and a shtender on top, and the fellow's behind the shtender, al shchina sheboy, you do not have a problem crossing over because that's a hefsik between the person and the shchina. This is Takamen Neger Shoyim Kippur. If let's say you daven and the person behind you is rogil, it always takes a long time over Shemona Esrei, and you are more efficient davening and you want to sit down during Chalos Shatz. So if as long as you make sure there's a mechitza between you and him, al shchina shabwa, you'd be allowed to sit down. There's a certain shul I've seen, there's a table there, and a fellow's put 3 strings between the legs of the table. Because then you have a lovewood issue. When you have lovewood, each string breaks up. If 3 strings are within 3 tefachim of each other, it's like a mechitza. And you put a little bar on top of the table. So now there's 10 tefachim between him and the kalabayin. Can sit down. It's a eitza. But it takes planning in advance in order to be able to sit down. Similar with the egg thing as well. If you know where the fell behind you always takes a long time over davening, put strings by the table, you have a mechitza there, and then you'll be able to walk past and escape. What size is it? Size of the maker. We're talking about the simple case is I'm trying to get across. The question is, it's very complicated how much you can go. The size of the maker on, the question is, does it go straight? Does it go out? What's the angle? This is very technical. For our purpose, we're trying to get across. Just let me get out, sure. Try to get out. And let's say you don't have these protections, and you didn't take advanced protection, you have a problem now, because you're stuck. Now, fine, so some people want to stay. What are you going to do? You got to stay. Let's say, it comes out, and again, very much in Eretz Yisrael, you're a Birkos Kehanim. You're a Kohen. Fellow behind you could be a Kohen as well. He's davening, and so Birkos Kehanim, what's the first thing you got to do before Birkos Kehanim? You have to go wash your hands. So you have to go out. You're allowed to go out. So, as Bittul Kavona, the Pesachim are more Mekel nowadays, which is why in the case of the Mechitza Yud, because people have how much Kavana people have nowadays anyway, that's one of the swords they say. Rabbi Yashu was a bit more Mekel about Kavana. The Shekhin is a problem. If it's a Devar Mitzvah, but also machmir. Even for a Devar Mitzvah, to go bifnei hamispal is a problem. However, a Devar Mitzvah de Uraisa is more makel. And we'll let you go for a Devar Mitzvah de Uraisa. Birkas Kehanim Omor Lehem is a Mitzvah de Uraisa. Mekor is de Uraisa. So for a Birkas Kehanim, we will let you cross over to go wash hands and duchen. Can't come back to your place, the fellow still davening, because there's no head to come back. But Birkas Kehanim will let you go. If a person needs the bathroom, well, it depends how badly you need. At one point, there's a Baal Teshaktsu. It comes to a point where a person is a Baal Teshaktsu Matziv. If he doesn't go to the bathroom, then he's over a Lav Deraisa. You can't make yourself a shukr. You can't make your body into a disgrace. A person is desperate to use the bathroom. then you start holding yourself in, you are being over. A lav deraisa, and therefore, in such a situation, heyos deraisa as a mitzvah to go to the bathroom, you would be allowed to be over. How can you shat up? How would you decide yourself? What's the desperation level? So put yourself in a business meeting with a big deal on the table, and you're in the middle of a negotiation with a fellow, and you need the bathroom, but you want to close the deal. You've got £500,000 on the table over here, so if you push through. At the level you push through the business meeting and hold yourself back, and at the end, while you're shaking, you'll run off. Then the chora, you're not about to shaksu yet. Because if you're about to shaksu, then you can't win the business meeting anymore. So if you want to be makel and say, I need the bathroom, you can't just go and try and use the bathroom, and say, well, I got out. That's the shakheter. The heter is because about shaksu, not just using the bathroom. It's got to be a situation where there's like a real urgent, desperate need to use the bathroom where you're at the point of about to shaksu. Then also you'd be allowed to leave. Tzorech parnosa, you've got to get to work on time. Very, very chomer. Not straightforward at all.
Well, if you're damning him, if you're sitting down, someone can start talking to message just behind you.
There is a halacha that if you're sitting down and the person behind you starts damning Shemana Esrei, then if you get up, you're going to disturb his concentration because these things are disturbing you. So you don't have to stand up. Zaytik halacha. Nish unzu shmuz. But you don't have to get up because you're going to disturb him if you stand up especially. Helping eyes closed helps for bittul kavona, doesn't help with shechina. So now a person's done with his eyes closed. Now you could try whispering in the guy's ear. If you finish in 3 minutes, I'll give you a tenner. Right? Then you finish in 3 minutes and you say nothing doing because I'm shata yisiboch. Get away with that. That's a shaira.
You just mentioned before we don't have to.
Yeah, correct. Nachon. That's a shtickle. There was a story once in Yeshiva's called Torah, and a bach was davening, and he was blocking other people getting past. So they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, what are you meant to do? Like, this guy's davening, l'chorit shloi b'shus. The person there, he puts himself in a position where he's davening by a doorway, and he's got the shechina there, you're blocking everyone. By the time you finish one essay, you're causing a major inconvenience. Is he still toifis dal damis? Or do you still have the issa to pass over by in front of him or not? So Shlomo Zalman says, you're correct that he has no right to be there. However, there's still a problem with the dal damis, doesn't go away. So the solution is, get two guys, lift him up, and move him. Not a problem. You can do that. So if you are davening in a place where you are inconveniencing other people, then you should be moved. If you have to move yourself, it's a good shaila. If your eyes are closed, you do not know if you're disturbing people. But basically, when it comes to davening, if you know you're going to take a long time over Shemona Esrei, unfortunately, the people who take a long time over Shemona Esrei think they're also very humble. They daven by the back of the shul. Bad idea. Be real. If you are taking a long time with Shemona Esrei, go towards the front, go to the window, so people are not inconvenienced by you and people are able to pass freely on their way out. But if they're not, it's not straightforward at all. It's a chomer d'gezach. It's negiah to kriyas Torah. They ask the shaila. If it's, let's say, the shliach tzibur, when he's getting the tzibur Torah from Arna Kodesh, has to pass in front of somebody to get to the bim with tzibur Torah. So tzorech kriyas Torah, dvar mitzvah, they're making on the way there. To take the tzibur Torah back, not so poshut. Could be it's kedai to wait until the person's finished before we put the tzibur back on the kodesh. Karen Davni. It's a very chomedic inyan. Urban from Amispal. Again, tirchad tzibur would not be a heter in this case. Move the fellow. Get to the fellow, move the fellow. But everybody from Amispal, where there's like no proper mechitza before him, as bittel kavona yeshmokon lahakil. As shchina, you need a mitzvah deraisa in order to proper tzayrich. If you don't have that, it's taka problematic. So be careful, person has a tzayrich. The chazan should, if someone's standing behind, it's negated to two cases. It's less than standing behind the chazan, and he wants to do the shalom. Let's say, I'm going to start Shemona Esrei. Fell behind me already started. So Racham Kanesi says, you don't do three steps. You just start where you are, because you can't go back on him. The chazan should not back up on him. Finished. The chazan stopped. It's better for that reason. Someone should not dive behind the chazan if he's going to take a long time because it's a shaila going one way without stepping back. But the ma'aseh stepping back is a problem. You shouldn't be doing it. No, unless you have a mechitza. and you rely on that, mechitzas yud. Without that, it's a problem. Step back is a problem. Even if a person's finished one esrei, it hasn't stepped back after Eretz Yisholim, it's also a problem. The Shekhinah is still there, according to most Baiskim.
Cover,
that could be covered the Torah Dikin Inyan. Person's called it. Best, if they ask your name, you say you can't call me up. Really, call someone else up.
So if
they
call them up,
they call them out. It's not a bizarre Torah not to go. But it's a Chomer Dikin Inyan. It's not, some people are very, very lax about it, and it's a Chomer Dikin Inyan. Yeah? Hmm? Huh? Yeah? Yeah.
They want to be divorced.
Yeah.
So they ask him why she don't want to be divorced from the bit din. We stay married. So they want to be divorced from the bit din.
I'll have to get that after this year. We'll speak to divorce after. It's too, divorce is something we'll have to deal in a personal setting. Many happen. We have to deal with other. We've got other subjects first still. Shaila is on Shabbos. You have the Shaila. Let's say a person's in a public place and there's an electric door. What do you do? I want to get out of the hospital and there's an electric door. What do I do? There's light sensors. I want to pass. Are you stuck? What do you do if you're walking in the street? There's a light sensor. You walk past the house, the light comes on. You know that you want to get out the door, let your door. So if it's a situation where it's a psikration, deloy nichale, I don't care about it, I don't want the light, I don't need the light, then it's the shakam okum the hokel, it's on an infrared sensor, I'm walking, I don't want the light, my mutter. If it's there's a problem with new buildings now, they have energy green efficient buildings, and they build an apartment building, the lights in the corridor are off until you leave your apartment, and then the lights come on, and the corridor is beautifully lit up. It's a serious Shabbos issue. And if you want to keep your eyes closed till you get out, so you're not nene from the oil, it becomes a secretion or nichale, yesh makom lahakil, could be it's better to stay in your apartment and not leave. You're stuck. Or wait for a guy to go into the end corridor and then the lights are on and quickly make a break and make for the exit. Hospital doors as well, the same thing as a person visits the hospital, you've got electric doors, you are not allowed to activate the system, find a door that opens freely, or wait for a guy, and then the guy will go through and you can fall behind in closed door, and that's how you escape from the hospital. But stamadoy to activate it yourself, the chur you have stuck, stam to be over, for no real tzairach, so wait. But,
Mr. Holo Davening, Mr. Holo Shabbos.
So again, so Davening, Tfilah B'tzibur is not a heter. To think you done bechidus, no problem.
To walk out backwards.
Okay, walking backwards is not going to help you because it's not a shinui. It's not considered a shinui. You know, and it matters, you're doing a psigration nichale. You cause the doors to open and you're happy to get out. It wouldn't be a heter. Chasnas. Big problem by chasnas. People get stuck in chasnas.
How do you get stuck in a chasna?
There's a halacha. Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Shulchan Aruch. If people eat together, you have a chiyuv zimun. A person eats together with 10 people, chiyuv zimun with the Shem Hashem as well, l'keinu. You're not allowed to leave once you have a chiyuv to be mezamen, to make a zimun. A person goes to a chasna, sits down and starts eating, he has a chiyuv of zimun with Shem Brachos as well. A person decides the speeches are going on too long, that is going too long. He wants to leave before benching. Just, you know, bench himself and get out. You're not allowed to do it. If a person is in the chasna and he is going on too long and he wants to make an early exit, you're not allowed to do it. You have a chiyuv zimun and you're not allowed to leave. Now, there is a way out. If in the situation is you get the 10 people around the table to make a zimun that way. And that way you get your elikenu. This may not be very happy with the Baal Simcha. A kub is a chiv shev brachas as well. And to make shev brachas there, you need the permission of the chasan and kal, because we're going to wreck the simcha. It's very, very not a practical thing to start making a zimun in the middle of the chasna. Also, you need all 10 people to be in the same situation. That they're all stuck trying to get out. If one of those 10 answers you, then he can't get benching from the Mechun, because he's ready to do the Elikenu. Very problematic. The Igros Moshe has a tshuva about it. They're asked, says people go to chasnas, they have to get up early for work the next day, what are they meant to do? He gives a Mechun Shtika Eitza. He says, what you can do is, when you wash the Chatchila, you have in mind, I'm not eating with these people. It's a convenience, but I'm not havdas to be mishtatef with them. I'm eating independently. Eating independently doesn't create a situation where there's a chiyuv zimun. So when I wash, I have in mind I'm not being mishtatef with this the suda, and then you're allowed to bench, make an early exit. If you do that, and the mechutin comes up to you in the middle and says, "We want to give you benching, make sure you stay," you have a problem. Because if I had das not to be mishtatif, not to join in, so I can't have sin elkeinu, because I'm a mechutin in the benching. So, you're going to say to the mechutin, "I should have das leave early, but now you have changed my mind, I'm going to stay, I've got benching." Not straightforward. You can't make it tonight. It doesn't work. So there is a solution that if a person does that, you eat more together with everybody else. If you eat more with everybody else together, then I have created a new chiyuv. Because even though I originally started eating with das not to mishtatef, when I sit down and have another piece of challah with everybody together, I become mechuyev.
But what stage does that happen? Because I'm right at the end, I'm thinking when it's there.
If a person at one point eats together with the tzibur, then you do have a chiyuv zimun at that point. You've created a new chiyuv.
Change
das is not enough. You can't change your das. You have to change your mind.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, now you have to eat together with the tzibur. You have a mind being mishtatev with this achila, and then it's a kula, then you'll be allowed to have mishtatev, and then once you do that, you have a chiyuv zimun, and you're messed up.
I can eat anything.
It could be in the middle of my meal. Let's say I'm out to my soup. I'm going to have main course still. But I'm relying on my original das, not to mishtatef.
Yes.
Then the mechutin says to me, during the soup, we want to give you veg, make sure you're staying. So as long as I'm eating my meal with the tzibur, it's fine. We're not doing that. So if you have that, then it would help. But the das, the Moshe says, the Eitzah Yehutza is to have das. It's not the Kuli Alma. The Bechetcha doesn't like the Eitzah. A second Eitzah is, if a person, there's only a Chiv, if you start eating with everybody else. And so what you can do is, you wash, and you take your challah outside, and eat by yourself outside the beginning. That means you're starting your meal by yourself. If I start my meal by myself, if I finish my meal by myself as well, then not chiyuv zimun. If you start by yourself and finish by yourself, even though the middle of the meal I'm eating together with other people around the table, I don't have a chiyuv zimun. So that's also a good eitzah. Start by yourself, make sure you finish before everybody else finishes the meal, then you would be allowed to bench by yourself. There is no chiyuv zimun.
If it comes afterwards, about to go, and the mechutin says, stay. For benching. Everyone's finished eating
already. If everyone's finished the problem, because everyone's finished, then you're not eating with them. Then you have to eat with everybody else.
Is one guy going to eat there?
No, you have to eat with a minion. You need a tip, you need a zimun. Yes, the problem. So you got to watch yourself.
You're the only one at your table when you make a
rinse. Lochaira is one that everyone's eating together, even though there are shulchanos and nifrodos. I'm all good tight, and everyone used to eat on their own personal tables. It's called eating together. So the fact nowadays we have one table, and that's the mishat of everybody else. But soiv called soiv, it's called eating together. You're all eating by the same chasna, same balabais, the same food. That is called a shituf. So this brings down from in the Orchis Rabbeinu. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked the stipler. He says, "What should he do? He wants to eat in yeshiva, but then he wants to go back and learn. He's not interested in, hanging around, forever, that everyone sings mirrors over Shabbos and then he wants to go back and learn." So the Chazni Shtaka told the Stapler, "You can have this das, the das helps." But the Stapler says, "When it comes to a Zimun Shloisha, it's not good to do." That means if I'm trying to avoid a Zimun of three people, Zimun Shloisha, it's not good to make it tonight. It's better to bench from Zimun with three people. If it's a big matzah of 10 people, then he that gave the Eitzah, which Ramosh also says, have das lachachira, I'm not being mishtatev. And then a person will be free to leave. But chutz from them, das is better, it's certainly better than kol chodeis to be mishtatev. Because if you don't have mishtatev, if you're not mishtatev, you have a shayf for the sheh brachas as well. Because it could be the chayf sheh brachas in every individual person, not just in the chasn and kala. And again, it's only a mokum tzorcher. Moshe said it. Let's see, go get erev for panasa. Person's time can't be bothered for the chasna. It's not a hetzer. It's not a heter. So you have to make sure you've got klar das. Ramayisha speaks out people there who let's say they go to chasna and avoid the problem. They won't wash. They'll just have some cake and then they'll have the suda and then they'll leave. Zog Ramayisha, if you do that, if you have pas haba bekisne, you have cake, and then you have your meal, you have a chir birchas hamozoin, because you're mishtat, you're eating with everybody, and the heter pas haba bekisne, regular cake, to make alamichion, is the only if it's not part of a meal. If you have a cake as part of your meal, which would be a situation of a chasna, then you would have a chir birchas hamozoin anyway. So it's not an eitzah to have cake, certainly not to have mazoin's bread, which could be a chir anyway. We'll also get back to that somehow or other.
The
Knedlach is Mazoinus. No, it's not Pascha Kissin. Yes, it's boiled. It's not quite Pascha Kissin. So that's Al Michir, the holiday. It's not a problem. The Maya said, what's the answer for the government? The answer is, the Chayre, I would say that she has an Isser Yichud with all the men of the thing because they're all Prutzim and therefore she has to leave the meetings. So, thank you.